Okay, I mentioned on a previous episode to watch out if you go to Liverpool. You go to Penny Lane, and it's a beautiful little lane. It really is a lane, you know. When you've finished looking at Penny Lane, you can go for a little walk through Smithtown Road, sort of turn right. And not too far away, it is... I suppose it is a few minutes to get to what I call sort of the beginning of Calderstones Park, because Calderstones Park is a park. But before that, you have a lovely little walk through lots of little sort of lanes and things and trees, and it's a beautiful area. The whole area is a nice little region of Liverpool. It's well worth going on foot. You can drive from Penny Lane to Calderstone Park, but it's, you know, the whole thing is about 20 minutes, I think, but depends on how quickly or slowly you walk, I suppose. But I've done it. I've done the whole walk. Maybe I didn't quite time it properly. Maybe it's more than 20 minutes, but it felt like 20 minutes anyway. So, it's worth having a look. That's Chavaz Park, and they've got the stone circle thing. It's prehistoric. It's as old as Stonehenge, and I think it's quite fitting. But I talked about this in a previous We Love the Beatles podcast. But anyway, I've got a quiz question for you, okay? My question is, which of the Beatles was the first one to leave Liverpool to go to America? Okay, which one visited America first out of the Fab Four? Who was it? Well, my information here is that it was George. I suppose you've got a 1 in 4 chance of getting that question right. It was George. He was the first Beatle to go to America. Okay, he went to Illinois. So, there we go. That was in 1963. Bit of info there for you.